Hi, and welcome to the 2008 Twilight Cinema Series. And tonight you'll be watching the Korean filmmaker Bong Joon-ho in his coming film, The Host. The Host is the third film directed by this Korean filmmaker Bong Joon-ho. His prior works have been a suspense thriller, Memories of Murder, and Barking Dogs Never Bite. The Host is equal parts creature feature thrill ride and a human drama story. It was a talk of the 2006 Cannes International Film Festival because he utilized a state-of-the-art special effects team from a creative partnership. I'm sure you know or have heard of the Weta Workshop, which made the visual effects for Lord of the Rings. And of course, the California company, The Orphanage, which made the effects for Sin City and Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. The Host has been South Korea's biggest box office hit ever. We know from the opening sequence that actually the culprit in this film is a U.S. military doctor who ordered gallons of toxic chemicals, formaldehyde, to be poured into the Han River. Bong says that his inspiration was Larry Cohen's film Q, The Winged Serpent, a 1982 film in which a creature swoops down from its nest in the Chrysler Building to attack unlucky New Yorkers. I'll read to you the director's statement, which is quite informative. It's entitled, The Han River. The river has flown with us and around us. A fearsome creature makes a sudden appearance from the depths of this river, so familiar and comfortable for us Solites. The riverbanks are constantly and instantly plunged into a bloody chaos. The film begins at this precise moment, in which a space familiar and intimate to us is suddenly transformed into the stage of an unthinkable disaster and tragedy. The family, Park Gang-do and his family, have led ordinary, repetitive lives, never really extending beyond the confines of their small food stand on the banks of this Han River. And they're devastated by the emergence of this creature, and they're robbed of their peaceful daily routine. Gang-do and his family nonetheless throw themselves into a life and death struggle against the creature. The film shows how these exceedingly normal people, no different from our everyday neighbors, are transformed into monster-fighting warriors. This movie is fun to watch, while Bong neatly includes many messages about unemployment, the state of food, pollution, mob hysteria, government reliability, and military arrogance. Bong understands that the sight of a giant monster isn't really enough to scare audiences these days. And so the monster is never really the main focus, and it's never meant to be. Enjoy the show.